Close your eyes and watch your breath. Watch your breath all the way in, all the way out. Try to bring some consistency here. Each time you breathe in, each time you breathe out, remember to stay here. That's mindfulness. And then you want some alertness to know what you're doing. Make sure that you are staying with the breath. If you're not, you bring the mind right back. That's a quality of ardency, trying to do this well. While you're with the breath, ardency means trying to be as sensitive as possible to how the breathing feels. You can start out with some long breathing and see how that feels, then some shorter, then faster, slower, heavier, lighter, deeper, more shallow. See what rhythm of breathing feels best for the body right now, because you're trying to develop good qualities in the mind, mindfulness, alertness, ardency. And it's easiest when there's a sense of ease. So try to create that sense of ease, that sense of well-being. This is what's meant by bunya or merit. The Pali word bunya can also be translated as goodness. And it's a goodness is also happy, happy and good at the same time. Because the activities you do to create merit, when being generous, when you're being virtuous, when you're meditating, developing good qualities in the mind, those are happy activities. In fact, the Buddha said these activities are another name for happiness. The pleasures that come from sight, sound, smells, taste, tactile sensations, not necessarily happy. They come and then you know they're going to go. Once they've gone, you miss them and you try to get them again. And sometimes you realize that in order to get those kinds of pleasures, you did things that were not all that skillful. So the memory of that kind of happiness is not really happy. But when you do good, the idea that you're going to do good beforehand, it makes you happy. While you're doing it, you're happy. Once you've done it, you look back on what you've done and you can have a sense of well-being. That's happy all around. And you want to make sure that your goodness is complete. As the Buddha said, there are three activities that lead to goodness. There's generosity, virtue, and developing goodwill. As you're doing right now, you're showing goodwill for yourself by training the mind. So when you're dedicating merit, dedicating goodness to someone else, you want to make sure that it's complete. When you receive a gift from someone, you prefer it that the gift be complete. So when you're going to send something, make sure that your gift is complete as well. You've been generous. Right now you're observing the precepts. You're not breaking any of the precepts. The important thing is developing good qualities in the mind. It starts with goodwill, the wish for your true happiness, wish for the true happiness of others. That's an activity that has no drawbacks at all. And so try to develop that quality in the mind. And then act on it. As the Buddha said, you don't just have thoughts of goodwill, you have words and deeds of goodwill as well. That's when your goodwill is complete. So try to take this attitude into the world. You have a sense of well-being inside. You found happiness in a way that's harmless. You want to make sure you keep on looking for happiness in harmless ways as well. It shows that you're responsible in your search for happiness. And when you dedicate it to others, they're happy to receive it. It's complete. All around, just like the kind of happiness that everybody wants.